During the third and final presidential debate in Las Vegas, Republican nominee Donald Trump refused to confirm whether he would accept the result of the election on the 8th of November. Debating Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, he also said he expects a key ruling that made abortion legal in America to be overturned if he wins. Our US correspondent Lorna Shaddock reports on the night's events.
Every gambling metaphor in the book was used to characterise this third and final contest in Las Vegas. And it was clear that for Donald Trump, increasingly down in the polls in most swing states, it was indeed a big fight night. One he began in a more restrained manner than usual. The debate started with a bigger focus on policy than personality and a discussion on the Supreme Court. That brought up exchanges on gun control and abortion, during which Donald Trump said he would appoint justices who would make it possible to repeal Roe v. Wade, the case that made abortion legal in the US.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court.
Next came immigration, a topic on which Donald Trump waxed lyrical.
We need strong borders. They're coming in illegally. Drugs are pouring in through the border. We have no country if we have no border. Hillary wants to give amnesty. She wants to have open borders.
And moderator Chris Wallace pinned Hillary Clinton down on a leaked WikiLeaks email in which he talked about her dream of a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders.
Is that your dream, open borders?
Well, if you went on to read the rest of the sentence, I was talking about energy. You know, we trade more energy with our neighbors than we trade with the rest of the world combined. And I do want us to have an electric grid, an energy system that crosses borders.
With tempers now flaring, the subject switched to one of the six planned topics that was always likely to bring fireworks: fitness to be president. Asked about the nine women who've come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment, Donald doubled down on denial. But Hillary Clinton, clearly hoping her words would be in the minds of women across America as they head to the ballot box, went in for another punch.
Donald thinks belittling women makes him bigger. He goes after their dignity, their self-worth.
That then led to perhaps the most important and remarkable moment of the night, when Mr. Trump, who's been claiming throughout his campaign, but especially in the last few weeks, that the election will be rigged, was asked if he would accept the result.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time.
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, has said she'll counsel him to accept the results, and she said they'll be easy to accept because he is going to win. But her candidate already had an uphill battle going into this debate, and with just 20 days to go until Americans head to the polls, this contest may have kept him in position with core supporters, but it's unlikely to have won him many new ones. Lorna Shaddock, New York.